and gentlemen, I would like to now invite you to please listen carefully and allow me to weave a web of words which will wind into your mind. The specific region right behind your ear where the parietal, occipital, and temporal lobes meet. It is here where the words from my mouth can alter your personal perception of your physical surroundings. Please go there now and imagine yourself late at night in the middle of a vast expanse of desert. I'm not talking about one of those gallon tubs of mint chip down the 24-hour mark. No, I'm talking about a million miles of sand stretched out in every direction around you. The wind is howling high, picking up dust and lifting it up into the night sky. Partially obscuring the moon, giving it an eerie red tint. And in this light, you barely make out the silhouette of a large beast blubbering toward you from the distance. Horns on its head and the long hair hanging down from its massive body and billowing around its legs. At first it does not seem to notice you, meandering slowly forward with its head down, searching for bits of grass and lichen to nibble on. Suddenly its head lifts and its eyes peer directly at you, and you find yourself face to face with a